Welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, speaking with Steve Wigginton this morning, CEO of Ikario. He's joining us to talk about the company's platform, Ikario Connect. He's going to tell us how Health ID can help long overdue overhaul of health plans and how health plans are embracing data insight and behavioral analytics to drive real health changes. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Mr. Steve Wigginton, and thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
A bit of your professional background, if you would, and then talk about your role there as a CEO of Ikario.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've been in healthcare now for over 20 years in a variety of different roles in different parts of the healthcare ecosystem, working with hospitals and physician practices and physicians, working with supply chain companies that help healthcare providers manage their resources, working in the insurance industry, both in support of and as the CEO of an insurance plan. And last year, joined a company called Nobu Health, which we merged with another business here in the Twin Cities called Rebel Health to form Ikario. I joined as the CEO, and really the driving rationale for that for me was the opportunity to try to help health insurance companies communicate with people and human beings as people, as human beings, as individuals, and to bring the power of technology and personalization to those health plans and allow them to help their members be healthier.
Now, I mentioned long overdue overhauls of health plans. Why do health plans need an overhaul, and why is it long overdue, particularly now?
Well, for all of my friends that are working to drive the performance of health plans, I would say overhaul is probably a little strong of a word. But the reality is health plans have long been charged with contracting with providers, with creating networks of physicians and hospitals, and then paying those physicians and hospitals, so paying claims. And all of us who've experienced healthcare know that when we go see a doctor or we go to the hospital, a claim is filed, and then the insurance company decides whether that claim is appropriate and pays it. And so much of their infrastructure is really built around that part of insurance, contracting with the deliverers of insurance and making sure they get paid. But communicating with and developing relationships with individuals and bringing loyalty and motivation and behavioral science to those interactions, it's just not what they were originally built for. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, there is an overhaul that's going on. As health plans try to figure out how to behave more like consumer products companies and banks than, health insurance companies and the reputation that they have.
So they're lacking in that, I guess, personal touch when it comes to communicating and understanding the client needs?
Yes, it really, if you think about the way that Apple treats you and what they know about you, or Netflix, and how they can recommend based on your behaviors, based on what you've done before, they can make recommendations that enhance your experience. Those kinds of capabilities that exist in outside the healthcare universe are extremely powerful in healthcare. And what Ikario does is helps those health insurance companies that have millions of members communicate with those members as individuals and do that in a highly personalized way. And guess what? When you communicate with people in a personalized, individualized way through the channel that they prefer, in a way that resonates with them, they take healthier actions. And healthier people, ironically, are actually less expensive for the insurance company as well. So there's a lot of goodness in bringing that personalization to bear.
With healthcare being the most important industry, I would think, why wouldn't that that personal touch be front of mind in all communications when you're talking about so many individuals with so many individual problems and solutions to those problems? Why do you think that disparity exists within healthcare, while airlines and credit card companies and gyms are communicating with us as if they care about us?
Well, I think, again, part of it is just the legacy of how health insurance was originally formed. And part of it is that healthcare is unique It has regulatory and compliance and privacy requirements that are unique to healthcare, and that in some ways require communications that don't necessarily fit in a personalized relationship dialogue. So, for example, an explanation of benefits, an EOB, which is usually anything but an explanation. It's usually a confusing set of numbers. What was billed? What was paid? What do I owe? Do I really owe that? And so there's a lot of legacy communications that have long since been sent that actually create noise in healthcare. And so that's a part of what Acario does in when we work with our clients, is to try to figure out how to reduce that noise and try to streamline those communications. The ideal number of communications is much less than bombarding people. And so helping, using the predictive nature of machine learning, for example, to figure out which channels are the best channels to use, and then only use those high yield channels for each individual. All of that personalization helps to reduce some of that noise. But the industry has a long way to go when you compare it to, as you said, airlines or banks that have long mastered this idea of loyalty in their communications.
I guess the information you mentioned, companies leveraging what they know about you in order to pinpoint and streamline communications with you. How do you get the healthcare industry to analyze that information, I guess, in the same way?
Well, it's not, part of it is actually securing additional insights or information. So, for example, we have a product that allows our clients, our health insurance clients, to very easily survey their members about through whatever channel they want, print, phone, web, text, about things that those individuals may need to improve their health, and then directly connect them to those resources. So, for example, if you're on Medicaid, you generally speaking are dealing with economic challenges that are greater than the norm. You may have food insecurity. We have the ability through our surveys to identify those risks and in real time link people to benefits that the health insurance company might have contracted around things like food delivery. So there's certainly taking information that everybody has, synthesizing that in a way to get new insights is a part of what Acario does. But we also help secure additional information in really consumer-friendly and lightweight ways and make that information actionable so that the work that the health insurance companies are doing to create robust benefits that benefit the people that they serve actually get taken advantage of.
What is the name of this this platform that we've been talking about?
Well, Acario's platform is called Acario Connect. We have in that platform the ability to do all the insights generation that's required to prioritize communication, to customize communications, to pick the right channels. We have the ability to hook in things like rewards or incentives, gift cards to take healthy actions. And we can do all of that in a turnkey way on behalf of our customers.
Give us a website where we can learn more about Acario Health.
www.acariohealth.com.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you joining us here on Health Professional Radio. Not a lot of time to discuss such a vast topic, but I'm hoping we can get you back.
Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Steve Wigginton, CEO of Acario. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio. Radio.